This is Weekend Edition on WSIU. It's 7:35. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Sunshine in the forecast today. We're going to see a high around 57 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A frost advisory in effect for most of the region overnight tonight. A freeze warning for counties in our northern and eastern portions of the listening area. Frost is possible with lows down to around 33 degrees. Tomorrow looks sunny with a high near 60. The creators of Carbondale Community Arts began dreaming of a central location to highlight local artists and performers when they began Arts in Celebration in the 1980s. Fast forward nearly 30 years, and that dream is now a reality. CCA opens its new headquarters this weekend in Carbondale. The building, at 304 West Walnut, used to house Carbondale's public library. Now, it's an open space with plenty of natural light, and for leaders in the organization now, the opportunities are endless. Lisa Jansen is the artistic director for CCA. She says this project is a long time coming.
It's always been a dream of the organization to have a space for exhibits, workshops, programs.
For this weekend, the gallery features work from local artists who helped found Carbondale Community Arts, something Jansen says is important to honor the work of people who've built the organization into what it is today. But there's also a nod to the present and the future with a mosaic piece featuring dozens of tiny pieces of art put together to showcase what the people in and around Carbondale are thinking and feeling.
It's a grouping of small 6-inch by 6-inch canvases that were created, embellished by artists in the community, other artistically minded members of the community, school children. So there's just a really wide variety of styles and materials that are used.
The mosaic features a minion, something children can certainly recognize, but also a nod to one of the region's most famous, the late Senator Paul Simon. Interspersed are paintings, drawings, art with unusual materials, and Jansen says it's a creative way to illustrate a community.
It's filled with unique individuals, but, you know, together we're something bigger and better as a whole. So I would like people to look at it as a whole and as individual pieces.
She says art brings people together, just like this work does for the gallery on a special weekend.
There are these individual pieces, but there's something entirely different as a whole.
This weekend's opening of 304, as it's known, comes during a trying time for artists in Southern Illinois. The end of September marked the closure of the Illinois Art and Artisans Center in Whittington, a victim of the state's budget crisis. Jansen says CCA's new facility could help fill the hole that's left with the center's closure, even if only on a short-term basis.
You know, we have an opportunity to serve the region even more as sort of filling that void, which hopefully won't be very long-lasting.
Festivities over the coming days will celebrate the work of the past and look ahead to the future. Jansen hopes this new property can showcase some of the best and brightest artists and artworks for years to come, with plenty of opportunities in a wide range of disciplines.
We'll have performances in the space, too, so it'll be not just art on the walls that you look at, but things that you can experience in with different senses. Also, we'll have films and performance pieces, probably poetry and music. So it's a home for all the arts.
A ribbon cutting took place on Friday. The grand opening is set for this evening in Carbondale. Festivities get underway at 6:30 with events throughout the evening. I'm Jennifer Fuller.